Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. My board is lit up with blue lights from the beginning. Oh, man. And I got some hot, dangerous R&B for you. Some old, some new, some make you cry, some make you scream. Make you say, oh, my God. And I'm telling you, man, I'm on fire. I'm writing in my new book, and it is turning out so good, so great, so powerful. Man, you're going to be, people are already saying, Dad, I want a copy. I'll buy. That is just, man, I'm telling you, I'm eating Mexican food today. I was in the hood the other day, and I ate hood chicken, and it was good. Knocked my socks off. And now I'm eating Americano, and it's burning my tongue. It's so hot with the peppers. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. Even if you're in a hole, in exile, buried, I'll get you out. So we got a great show for you tonight. Using your mind for good. I want you to use your mind for good things, not the bad things. I want you to deal with it. Get happy. We got some dangerous music we're going to start with. We've got Hope That We Could Be Together Soon. We got, of course, Babyface. We've got Have You Ever Loved Somebody? Oh, Don't Cry. We got we're featuring tonight Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and India Irie did a dedication for Stevie Wonder. Oh, man. So we're going to cut up tonight, man. We're going to do the pop and the corn and knock your socks off. And if you got on stockings, we're going to knock them off. Got on leggings, we're going to knock them off. If you got a garter on, we're going to knock that off. Whatever you got on, we're going to knock it off. So I hope you're in the house so the police don't arrest you for sharing your personal items all in the street. All right, it's 7:06. If you want to get into the show, you can go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. Or as I said, 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and get into the best lifestyle show on Friday. So it's 7:07. I'm getting the signals from my producer and my priest saying, start the show. Okay, all right. Hey, I think I'm going to start off with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't no mountain high enough. And man, they could cut. They could really cut.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are. No matter how far.
Don't have to worry,
oh baby, there's
whatever, whatever, whatever they saying. And if you are miles apart, and if you ever leave, I don't know the words. But that's my track, man. I can hear my mother saying, "Don, please learn the words to the song. Ain't no mountain." Oh, man, that's a track, man. You know, we got some Percy Sledge, too. When a man loves a woman, he'll give every last little cry. I'm going to play that. Oh, man. I'm wound up tonight, man. I've been drinking black tea instead of red tea. And we got some tracks for you, man. Angie Stone, My Life Story. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Every little thing, and I'm looking back.
It is 7:15. My life story. Angie Stone. That's track name. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Hey, this year I'm going to be recording the children's story series in my own voice. And I was reading it to a friend of mine, Arlene, in Atlanta. And she's like, oh, this sounds so good. Oh, it's so great. And KK, she could cook and just everything. And I was telling Kit Kat, I said, you got to listen to this because this is so emotional. And then I read it. It's, oh, it's so good. You're just a wonderful writer. So I'm telling you, when the story comes out, it's going to knock your pajamas off. Now, you know when a book knock your pajamas off, that's happening, man. Whew, the top and the bottom. Oh, man, that was corny as heck. All right, let me play this track by Barry White. My first, my last, my everything. And I can sing, so I'm going to sing along with Barry. So, you know, write me and text me if you could tell the difference in who's singing the loudest, me or Barry, because I can cut, man.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping and slipping more and more away into that super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
I know you are the only one for me. You know what I sound like, Mary? They could not have made two. Oh, man. Quit that drinking, boy. Tea, that's all it is. It's 7:22, man. You know what? Since we did Barry White, My First, My Last, My Everything, you know, that was a pretty good track back in the day. But Brian McKnight took it to a whole new level, right? So he said, I'm going to start back at one. Can you believe it? Now, Barry said, My First, My Last, My Everything, they could not have made two. And Brian had to up him one. He said, yeah, but I'm starting back at one. And I'm telling you, man, when I sing that at karaoke and have my background with me, my group, my crew, man, the people go crazy. The guys be crying, the girls be crying, the owners of the karaoke be crying. Oh, darn, man, you can cut, man, you can cut. And I be looking real smooth with my dog glasses on. And I say, I'm starting back. And I do my little finger. One. That just gets them, man. They just fall out. Ah!
Undeniable that we should be together. Unbelievable how I used to say that I'd fall never. The faces that need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things and time will reveal,
gentlemen, Brian McKnight, and featuring backup by Don S. McClure. Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, you're going to have to come to a karaoke, man. You're going to be like, man, that Don could cut, man. I mean, he could cut. And then I sing it in Spanish, right? Uno, do da do do da do. Dos, you want to be with me. Tres, start back at uno. Number one. See, y'all thought I didn't know that, huh? Uno, dos, tres. Oh, man. Boy, you are just too much. All right. We got the party going on. The Don S. McClure Show, Using Your Mind for Good, is the subtitle. We're going to talk a little bit about that at about 7:45, 7:50. Using your mind for something good. Knowing that you have a power that you can use for the better. And I mean, I want you to crank it up and use it for the good. Now, for all of you who think I cannot sing, I got a track for y'all. And it's called Hate on Me by Jill Scott. And it's a track, man. I want you to listen to the bass line in this. And Jill can cut, man. And when we come back, it's 7:29. We got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
The world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an oldie, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
And that is right. I'm like Tony the Tiger. And I like the tiger in The Wizard of Oz, the lion. He says, come on, I'll fight you with one hand behind my back. Come on, I'll fight both of you. And he was scared of his own shadow. And she hit him on his nose. And he said, what you do that for? And she said, you're a coward. The lion. Oh, man. Oh, this is a fabulous night. Man, will it stop raining outside? I mean, it has rained every day since I walked up under a ladder and kicked a black cat. I kid you not. It was 2 weeks ago. I was so mad at them coming in my yard, and my neighbor had a ladder, and I just ran all up under it, and he fell off. And I kicked at this black cat, and the thunder came, boom. And it's been raining ever since. I said, okay, God, I'm sorry, okay? I was angry. Could you give me a break? He said, no, Don, because you're cruel to animals. I said, really? Well, if I see him again, I'm going to kick him even harder. And that's when the lightning went off. Boom! Oh, man. My priest is looking at me like, you're a rip and come to church, boy. You need some Jesus. Okay, all right. Okay, let's get to some tracks. Man, I got one for you. Now, this is a track back in the day when they made good 45s. So a lot of you may be a little bit too young to understand. But they played this in movies. They are wild about it. And the man made hundreds of dollars for singing it. When a man loves a woman, Percy Sledge, and it's one of them southern boys, one of them country boys. This is when you go to the hood to get some hood chicken. And you say, where the country girls?
Good thing he's found.
Now, wait a minute now. Wait, hold the horses, hold the cats, and hold the dogs. Did he say when a man loves a woman, he'll sleep outside? What kind of, oh, I can't say that. When a man loves a woman, he'll sleep outside in the cold. He must have lost his mind. Man, ain't nobody going to sleep outside in the cold while she in the house warm and toasty. And he outside freezing in front of the window. Could you let me in? I lose you. No. Sleep out in the cold if you love me. Oh, man, we got to talk about that on a show one day. If a man loves you, sleep out in the dirt, in the ground, in the grass. I can't do that one, man. Anyway, I'm going to play this track by our featured artist for the night, Marvin Gaye, also Tammy Terrell. But this is called Ain't That Peculiar. I kind of agree with Marvin, if you sleep out in the cold under the bridge.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you.
Woman is that? You outside in the dirt. So my eyes love you. Oh, man. Oh, whoever wrote that one, man, I meant to talk to them. When a man loves a woman, he just roll around in the dirt. That's pretty bad. Oh, man. Let me get to this stuff. Oh, man, I couldn't do that, man. Okay. All right. I got to play this track. Hope that we could be together soon. I noticed what that man was saying under the bridge. Thought I'm outside.
About you, girl, chills run up and down my spine, and if my wish would come true, girl, I'd be with you all the time. All
down his spine. Now that sounds much better than your man outside while you in the house talking about he'll sleep out in the cold. I'm about to find that song called What Kind of Fool. And there is a song about that. Anyway, I'm gonna leave that one alone, man. That's hope that we could be together soon. Oh man. We're getting ready to have our subject little talk. And You know, we got a lot of good things to talk about. Tonight we're talking about using your mind for good, knowing that you have a power that you can use for the better. And we're going to talk about that in about 10 more minutes. So let's get to something that we could play that is just right on time, man. I want you, Marvin Gaye, to want me like I want you. And when I sing that at karaoke, man, they go crazy, man. They just be screaming and hollering, pulling shirts off, throwing it up on the stage. Whew, it's hot. Marvin Gaye.
Thank you. do we have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and it is 7:58, and we usually have a little short dialogue, or just one of those, have to think about that. So when I was writing this, I had the visualization of people, individuals, friends, associates, fans, just people, period. And I said, using your mind for good, knowing that you have a power that you can use for the better. Now, you know, I've been studying this for a while, and I've heard scientists and philosophers and those who have great thinking patterns, they always say that we use only a small amount, a fragment of our mind, not realizing how powerful the mind is. So when I say using your mind for good, you think about the things you really, truly want, and you put your mind's power to that. 9 times out of 10, you will achieve it. When you want to pass that test, when you want to make something happen that you know is a vital thought to you, a vital purpose for you, your mind kicks into the highest gears that it can, allowing you to get the good, the because you're using your mind for the better. They say that one time a woman saw her child trapped up under a car, and she used the power of her mind to send strength signals to her small, fragile arms, and she lifted up a car, and they got her child from up under it. Now, you know, as you go through life, you're going to hear a lot of miraculous stories where the doctor said one thing, but your mind said something else, and all the doctor could say, I don't understand it. Medically and technically, she's not supposed to be better, or he's not supposed to get better, but they did. I take a guy like Lance Armstrong, predicted, just wasn't going to make it. Bounced back, ran marathons, did other things. You see, when you use your mind for good, it overpowers the bad thoughts. Because you already know that when you're upset, when you allow your nerves to be shaken, your body goes into the turmoil state. But when you use your mind for good, you laugh longer, you laugh louder, your food tastes better, your atmosphere seems pure, and moves away from confusion. You see, that's because you're telling your mind, I'm going to use it for good. You know that those bad conversations are bad for you. So you start to leave those alone. You know that being in bad environments is bad for you. So you use your mind for good to say, it may take me a minute, but I'm going to get out of this situation. And when you do, your mind goes into the good mode. And you feel better. You feel like buying flowers. You feel like kissing your man on his forehead, on his cheek. We won't go too far. But what I'm saying to you is that the good is when you walk into some place and say, good morning. And everybody's like, why are you so happy? Because you're using your mind to start your day off for good. Now, we all have those sorrow moments. We all have those miserable days. But when we use our mind for good, remember when you were a child and it was storming outside? So your mother said, you have to stay in. You used your mind for good because you created a happy atmosphere and you played games on the inside. You read a book. You watched TV and you found something good to watch, where it had a happy ending. That love story where the guy got the girl. That love story where the girl got the guy. That little children's story where she avoided the evil monster or whatever it is, and the sun came out and shined. Now, it doesn't mean that there is not one terrible moment out there. It is. Doesn't mean there aren't terrible people out there, because it is. And doesn't mean that people are not going to try to discourage you, because they will. But when you use your mind for good, you find a peace that is beyond confusion. So I want you to think about that. Look inside yourself and say, I'm going to use my mind for good. Maybe I did spend up all my money yesterday. Maybe I did make some foolish decisions. But starting today, I'm going to reverse some of those things and use my mind for good. I want you to think about that. Here's a track that was done by India Irie, and it's a dedication to Stevie Wonder because she was using her mind for good, to honor somebody that she admired. That's amazing, right? Wonderful. It's the name of the track. And it's by India Irie, a dedication to Stevie Wonder. You know, and when I was playing that, I just thought about the hundreds of people that have my work in their homes, sharing it with their family, their friends. And that's an accomplishment because I'm using my mind for good. And just think, years from now, somebody will have something that I wrote close to them. You see, that's a joy that you know nobody can take from you. Nobody can remove it. Nobody can erase it. And it's what brings me joy, knowing that so many people have my work. And I was thinking about that when NDIRE dedicated that song to Stevie Wonder, one of the greatest performers in the world, writers, producers, just an all-around good person. And that's something to live your life for. We're going to jump to a track by Kelly Price called A Friend of Mine That Stabbed Her in the Back with Her Mind. And Mr. Big called him. Hey, this Mr. Big, what you doing to my daughter? I'm not doing nothing to your daughter. Oh, yes, you are doing something to my daughter. And I'm going to tell you. I like this track, man. I liked it ever since I heard it in Memphis. A friend of mine, Kelly Price, and the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, Kelly? You there? Now listen, baby. I got your message. I'm just confused. I don't understand everything, but I'm on my way over there to you. Now you stay on the phone and tell me everything that went down.
See, I was the one who picked her up when so-called friends let her down.
Uh-huh.
And I was the one who took her in when that fool put her out.
I know.
Yeah, a true friend indeed. You see, I was there when chips was going down.
You know I know.
But she betrayed me. Caught him with her coming in from out of town.
You what?
Tell me why. Can't believe he slept with her behind my back.
Oh.
I went out on a limb. I even covered up to keep his thing intact.
Yeah.
What I had in me, yeah, was something real that's so hard to come about.
Oh.
But it betrayed me. There was a photo in some laundry that I found.
Just call him up. Call him, baby. Call him right now.
I'm calling, I'm calling.
Call him up. Hello.
telling me that you're sleeping with another woman.
Just because she sees me with her doesn't mean I'm sleeping with her.
Well, if you're not sleeping with her, what the hell you doing with her?
Damn, I can be just talking to her.
Or you can be just creeping with her. Now, son, man to man, we both know the game.
Yeah, but what's the
wait a minute, and you know all about heartache and pain. This is my goddaughter, and I'm just trying to protect her heart. You may have been a moon to her, but to me she's the star.
All right, when I heard that, this is Mr. B. How you doing, Mr. B? Tell me what's going on. You know what's going on. Oh, that was a track, man. I used to play that so much, man. It was a track. I had to hear Mr. B. Call him. We're going to jump to a track by our featured artists, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. And it's the flip side of that track that we just played. It's where the good outweighs the bad. If this world were mine, Don, I'd give you everything. I'd make you my king. I'd make you my, give you a throne. I like that song there.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees. But with your love inside me, that would be all I need.
You could have anything. If this world were mine, I'd give you each day so sunny and blue. If you wanted the moonlight, I'd give you that too. If this world were mine, I'd give you anything. So wonderful.
Oh, 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 oh. Give me plenty loving, baby. Give me plenty loving, honey. Keep on loving me.
Yeah, ladies. She said, if you Well, my king, I make you a king. I give you everything. If you wanted the sunlight, I give it at you. I give you the moon, the stars, the sun, whatever you want, baby. But that's what I'm talking about. That's deep, man. Not that go sleep under the bridge. Someone, I love you, but go sleep in the dirt. That's crazy. Here's a track. Have you ever loved somebody? It's a track, man.
Don't
Oh, man. Every time I hear that, man, I be crying. Oh, my God. Tears be rolling down my cheekbones every time I close my eyes. They get full of water. Oh, man, that's a track there, man. Man, it's 20. It's 8:30. Oh, man, I got to stop crying. I can't even see the board. I love that song, man. I sing that at karaoke, too, man. I tear them songs up. And people be, oh, Don, Don, you're getting us, man. We want to go home and just hug. I say, okay, can everybody get a group hug? Come on. And every time. Okay, all right.
My love was so satisfied, but now your love is slowly, slowly dying. I know what I put you through, and I want to make it up to you. Please forgive me, babe, don't let it end this way. I swear I'll never lie, just give it one more try. Take me back again, I'm yours.
See, I wanna go somewhere where it's nice and quiet, where we can just sit down and talk for a while.
I blow it away. Ah, I get them high keys, man. I want to walk a while, talk a while. Oh, oh, oh. Johnny Gill, take me. Oh, man. I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite songs, man. Besides that and when he sings his Christmas song, man, that's my second best. Man, they cut up, right? Now, not man. You can't say, they cut up man. You have to say, they cut up man. Angie Stone, next. I wish I didn't think about you because you're killing me. Oh, man. And this show tonight is using your for good. You got to use it.
I can't
And next, Angela Winbush, Your Smile. And did you know, and now I'm telling the truth, you know I tell some stories, but my play sister, Amaryllis Santiago, re-recorded Your Smile. And I think I'm going to play that next week for you, because she can cut. But tonight, Angela and Renee, Angela Winbush, Your Smile. It's a bad track. Dangerous.
On the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with a understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story, but it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
And that is Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field. Man, that's a heck of a book. It's got a lot of impact, a lot of great things inside. We're going to jump to a track by Michael Franks and Brenda Russell. We pulled this from my jazz show. And man, Michael Franks and Brenda Russell can cut. When I give my love to you, you know, like Ed Sullivan. I know you don't remember him. It was a really big show. I hope he didn't sound like that. Let me play this track. When I give my love to you, Brenda Russell and Michael Franks.
When I give my love to you,
Oh, man. It's been a heck of a show. Using your mind is something good. And here she goes in my ear. Don, you got 60 seconds. All right. I know. And it's been a blast. I will catch some of you tomorrow, Saturday. I'll put some Jesus in your soul. But otherwise than that, you have a great, safe evening. And enjoy life. That's all you have. Marvin, take it away from me. I want you to want me like I want you.